swing low, sweet chariot, coming for to carry me home. Swing low, sweet chariot, coming for to carry me home. I look over Jordan, and what did I see? Coming for to carry me home. It was a band of angels coming after me. Coming for to carry me home. Swing low, sweet chariot. Coming for to carry me home. Swing low, sweet chariot. Coming for to carry me home. Now if you get there before I do, coming for to carry me home. Tell all my friends I'm coming to, coming for to carry me home. Swing low, sweet chariot, coming for to carry me home. Swing low, sweet chariot. Coming for to carry me home. I'm sometimes up and I'm sometimes down.
Hallelujah.
Coming for to carry me home. But still my soul feels heavenly bound. Coming for to carry me home.
Swing low, swing low.
Swing low, swing low, sweet chariot, coming for to carry me home. Swing low, sweet chariot, coming for to carry me home. Now the brightest day that I can say, coming for to carry me home. When Jesus washed all my sins away, coming for to carry me home. Swing low, sweet chariot, coming for to carry me home. Coming for to carry me home. One more time. Swing low, sweet chariot. Coming for to carry me home.
Swing low,
sweet chariot. Coming for to carry me home.
You know, I remember someone once saying to me when I was young, and this is about Brother Brian, and I keep saying it to him, and I'm saying it to you so you can pray for him. Someone said to me, "Brother, get up there and play." I said, "I can't play." When I was young, I first repented, and he said, "I said, get up and go and play." I said, "I can't play music." And years later, when I came to Ireland and bought the guitar, Brother Francois knows the story, I just started playing. You see, so that brother, he's seen a gift. You see, and like in Brother Brian, you can see he has it. But we should tell him, "Brother, get up there and play." Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's sing a very good song. It's a very good song. "I Pledge Allegiance to the Lamb." Amen. When you feel the music getting close and you feel yourself, something is refreshing. Those are ministering angels from heaven. And they're ministering to your soul. They're ministering, shalom, shalom. They're saying, come closer to God. Let's sing that song. Let's sing it from our hearts. And we'll sing, you'll see the words. It's about people who pledge their life for what we have today. Amen. I have heard of Christians long ago. They were brought before a tyrant's throne. They were told that he would spare their lives if they would renounce the name of Christ. And one by one, they chose to die for the Son of God. They would not deny, like a great angelic choir sings. I can almost hear their voices ring. I pledge allegiance to the Lamb with all my strength, with all I am. I will seek to honor His commands. I pledge allegiance to the Lamb. Now the years have come, and the years have gone, and the cause of Jesus still goes on. Now our time has come to count the cost, to reject His word, to embrace the cross. And one by one, let us live our lives for the one who died to give us life. Till the trumpet sounds on that final day, let us proudly stand and boldly say, I pledge allegiance to the Lamb. With all my strength, with all I am, I will seek to honor His God. I pledge allegiance to the Lamb, to the Lamb of God, who bore my pain, who took my place, who wore my shame. I will beg to honor His commands. I pledge allegiance to the Lamb. I pledge allegiance to the Lamb. With all my strength, with all I am, I will seek to honor His God. I pledge allegiance to the Lamb. Let's sing one more song. This is my desire. That's the conclusion of what we're singing this morning. To worship You, to honor You. This is my desire. To honor You. Sing from your hearts this morning. Lord, with all my heart, worship You. Oh, I worship You, Jesus. All I have within, all I have, I give You praise. All that I adore is in You. Give You my heart, I give You my soul. I live for You alone. Every breath that I take, the moment I'm away.
How many would like to hear the voice of God this morning?
Amen.
How many would like the Lord to speak this morning?
Amen.
Oh, just raise up your hand and say, Lord, speak to me.
Amen.
Just dedicate yourself and commit yourself unto Him now.
Lord,
say, Lord, speak to me this morning.
Hallelujah.
Lord, you know my heart. Lord, speak the language that, oh God, I will understand. Speak, Lord, unto me this morning. Speak healing unto my life. Speak salvation, oh God. Oh, yes, this morning, Lord, I surrender, oh God. I surrender, Lord. Everything about me, oh Lord. Here I am, Lord. Here I am, Lord. Speak, Lord Jesus. Speak. Speak, Lord. And Lord, let my heart answer thee, oh God, and say yes, Lord, to every word. Let me say yes, Lord, to every word. Let me say yes, Lord. Speak, Lord. Speak. Holy Spirit. Speak, Lord. Oh, in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, glory be to your name, Lord. Glory be to your name, Lord, this morning. Your children are all ready, Lord. Oh, we are all set, oh God, to hear from you, oh God. Lord, our heart, oh Lord, is ready to hear. Speak, Lord, speak, Lord. Oh, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, God. We bless you, Lord. Dear Heavenly Father, oh, there are many voices around us. The voice of politics, the voice of sports, the voice of musicians, the voice of religion. But Lord, this morning, we are here not to hear any of them. We are here to hear you speak, Lord. We are here to hear the voice of God. So, Lord Jesus, even as we want to thank you, God, for the week that is gone. Our going out and our coming in, Lord. At our working places, in our homes, our children. Oh, Father, we say thank you, Lord. That you have ushered us into the beginning of another week, Lord. And you have made us to escape the corruption of this world. And we find ourselves in your presence, Lord. Father, one thing we know. The Lord, as you have called us, there is something good in store for us. Oh, the hidden manna, which is always fresh, Lord, which is always at your presence, Lord. Father, that is what we have come, oh God, that you give unto us. Lord, all that we ask that in this moment, that the curtains will fall behind us. That, Lord, it will separate us, oh God, from all the things of this world. That our concentration, Lord, our thoughts, our hearing, everything, oh God, will be towards you, Lord. Father, as we read your word, oh God, we pray that, Lord, the Holy Spirit of God, oh, that wrote this word, oh, will lay his hands upon it and make it alive, oh God, unto us. Lord, meet each and every one according to your riches in glory. Oh, yes, Lord, we thank you once again. Amen. That we find ourselves seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus this morning. Amen. Father, we commit these tithes and offering, Lord, into your hands. Amen. And even looking at your promise, of God, you said we should bring these tithes and offering to your storehouse. And try you if you not to open the windows of heaven. That you pour, Lord, your blessings and we will have no place to keep them. Father, let it be according to your word, O God. Even as many that were not able, Lord, bless their hands, Lord. We know that, Lord, they desire. Father, once again, we say thank you, Lord. In the blessed name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we pray with our thanksgiving. Amen. Amen. God richly bless you for coming. May we be seated. God bless you, brethren. Oh, hallelujah. We have some visitors here, but one thing I want to tell the visitors, that's the name I'll give to them now. You are no visitors here. Amen. Amen. You are children of God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. We are all children of God. No one, this church doesn't belong to a man. It belongs to Jesus Christ. So as you've come in, you are part of the church. But meanwhile, let's just introduce them. We have our sister Rihanna from Zambia. Sister, please, can you just clap your hand for her. God bless you, my dear. Amen. It's Brother Kwame that brought her this morning. Amen. Then we have our sister Neo. She didn't come alone. She came with her friends. Praise the Lord. She came with Paola from Spain. Paola, God bless you. You're welcome. And Libertad, also from Spain. Oh, God bless you. Then we have Lucia. Have I pronounced it well? Lucia? God bless you, also from Spain. Then we have Karina from Austria. Amen. Karina in Italian means beautiful. Oh, praise the Lord. And it's not worldly beauty, it's what? Godly beauty. God bless you. Amen. So we are all welcomed this morning, and we thank the Lord that the Lord will speak to us this morning. Let us all stand once again and take our Bibles, and let's stand first. Our first reading will be Matthew 27, from 52 to 54. And let's just hear the word of God. And the second reading will be Romans 8, 11. First reading, Matthew 27, 52 to 54. Let us hear the word of God. And the graves were opened, and many bodies of the saints which slept arose and came out of the graves after his resurrection and went into the holy city and appeared unto many. Now, when the centurion and they that were with him watching Jesus saw the earthquake and those things that were done, they feared greatly, saying, truly, this was the Son of God. Amen. Truly, this was the Son of God. Amen. Let's look at our second reading, Romans 8, 11. And I read, but if the spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by his spirit that dwelleth in you. Amen. Amen. Let's bow our heads again. Oh, yes, Lord Jesus, it reminds us, Lord, of that Easter morning, O God. Father, when the word says, when you ascended up on high, you led captivity captive. Lord Jesus, this morning, as we look at that Easter morning, that resurrection morning, Father, we pray that, Lord, any dead condition, O Lord, in our members, we surrender, Lord. That there will be a resurrection, O Lord, this morning. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray with all thanksgiving. Amen. 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 God richly bless you. May you be seated. Oh, let me not forget, brethren, you are really charging the church with your real good songs. God richly bless you.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah. Amen. Yes. It's very true. How true is it that very soon we'll be taken away?
Amen.
Amen. So this morning, we've read these two scriptures. And a day like this, being the first day of the week, there's one common thing that you will see. And here also, you hear the church bells that are ringing. And you see also Christians hurrying onto various places of worship. Praise the Lord. But, you know, every Christian, the main real purpose of going to church, or the main purpose why he's become a Christian, is that he wants to enter into the kingdom of God. Amen. Everyone wants to enter into the kingdom of God. But there is only one way. One way, only one way to enter into this kingdom. And that one way is Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. And we have a scripture that tells us that there are two ways. There is a scripture that tells us that there are two ways. When we look at Matthew 7, 13 and 14, it admonishes us that enter ye at the straight gate.
Amen.
For wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth towards destruction. And many are they that follow that path. Praise the Lord. One of them is to destruction, and the other one is to life. He said, because why there are many people that follow that road? Oh, of course, naturally. When you are going from here to my village, if there is no toll, definitely you take what? The Broadway. You take what? This, the motorway. Amen. There is another way that goes through Ensfield. If there is no, Brian, you know, you've been passing there. If you there is no toll there, oh, for sure, you take what? The Broadway, because it's what? It's more easier. Praise the Lord. So that is the same thing in the spiritual realm. People like the thing that is what? Easy. A church where you go and there is no what? Rebuke. They always tell you, oh, everything is well for you. Praise the Lord. Everything is okay. Jesus loves you. And that is the end of the preaching. Jesus loves you. But meanwhile, the straight way is where you will see that the word of God is sweet, and yet it's what? It bites. Praise the Lord. And so many find it difficult to find what? To take the straight way. But that way also leads to what? It leads to eternal life. And one thing is that there is no third way. There is no third way. And from the scripture that we've just read, he said, if the spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, he that raised Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by the spirit that dwelleth in you. Amen. If the spirit, we've just heard that when the resurrection took place, all the what? The children of God that were also asleep, the grave was opened, and they also came out. Praise the Lord. The resurrection morning. So this morning, our topic is Easter sealed it all. Easter sealed it all. My brethren, that is the way that we are looking for, that Easter morning will be the life of everyone, every true Christian. He said, by one man, death came upon us. And it will be through another man that the resurrection of the dead will come. He said, through Adam, all died. And even in Christ shall all be what? Made alive. Easter is what? A victory. Amen. Easter is a victory. And now, there is this man, Jesus Christ, that had to pay a price so that he got to die and resurrect so that we also may be resurrected. This is the amazing grace of God. Amen. Amazing grace of God in the sense that God, who was rich in mercy, for his great love wherein he loved us, though we were in sin, Christ died for us.
Amen.
We were in sin, yet he died for us. Let us turn to Ephesians 2:1 and look at something over there. Ephesians 2. Let's read and see something. The condition that we were in, for which Christ died for us. And there you see the amazing grace. He said, and you has he quickened. Ephesians. And you has he quickened, who were dead in trespasses and sins. He's talking to you and me. Wherein in time past ye walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in children of disobedience. Listen to the condition that you and I we were in. That was the condition we were in. Verse 2 again. Wherein in time past ye walked, and I walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience. That was how we were. Verse 3. Among whom also we all had our conversation in times past, in the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others. Brethren, look at the condition that we were in.
Amen.
We were what? Children. We had the spirit of children of disobedience. We have the spirit what? The children of wrath. We walked the way of the world. There was nothing good in you. There was nothing good in me. Nothing good, my brother, my sister. There was nothing good. Yet, Christ paid the price.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
That he would die. So that through his death, when he is resurrected, he will resurrect up with us. Praise the Lord. That was the condition that we find ourselves. Dead in trespasses and sin. Then what did he do for us now? Let's continue. Give me verse 4. But God, listen now, who is rich in mercy, for his great love wherein he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, has quickened us together with Christ. By grace he has saved, and hath raised us up together and made us to sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Look at this grace, my brother. Praise the Lord. Look at the grace that he is giving to us. Dead in trespasses and sin, and yet he paid the price for us. The only thing also, my brother and my sister, the only thing that can resurrect us from this condition that we are in is what? What the scripture that we read. If that same spirit that raised Christ from the dead dwelleth in you, it will quicken your mortal body.
Amen.
Amen. That same spirit. No other spirit. That same spirit that raised Christ from the dead, if it dwelleth in you, it will quicken your mortal bodies.
Amen.
It is that same spirit That's the scripture says it moved over the waters. And he said, let there be light. And there was light. That same spirit. How was the condition of the earth? He said the condition of the earth was what? Without form. Void. Praise the Lord. Without form, it was void. And darkness was upon the deeps. There was no life. It was dead. And that same spirit swept over the surface of the earth. And he said, let there be light. And there was light. Amen. That same spirit, my brother, my sister, that raised Christ from the dead. That same spirit created heaven and earth. It is that same spirit when he said, where two or three are gathered together in my name, there I am in their midst. That same spirit. Hallelujah. That same spirit to quicken us. And he's here. Amen. He's here this morning. Amen. To quicken his own word. Amen. To make it alive unto us. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. My brother, let us watch our gatherings. Let us watch our meetings. Amen. Amen. Any gathering, any meeting that is not in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, it becomes what? A synagogue of Satan. Amen. 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 It becomes a synagogue of Satan. Let's watch that any time we meet, let Christ be the center of our discussions. Amen. So that it brings this same spirit amongst you. Because if this spirit is not there, there are only two spirits. Amen. The spirit of Satan is there. That's why I call it what? The synagogue of Satan. Synagogue is what? The prophet said is a gathering. Amen. Amen. But the church is a called out. Amen. When we are talking about church, church means called out. A called out people. People that have been called out from sin. That have been called out from corruption. Oh, why then your discussions and your meetings had to go back toward corruption? Praise the Lord. Let's watch. Amen. Now, let's look at this. What is Easter? Easter is the resurrection morning. Easter is a victory over hell and death. And let me read something from the prophet here. He said, if there ever be a day which should be a day for the Christian, then there is no other day than Easter. Amen. Amen. That is the hope of the Christian. Amen. It is our hope. Easter is our hope. Amen. He said, all the things that Jesus did, and certainly appreciating all of his vindication of God's word and what he did to fulfill it. The healing of the sick, the raising of the dead, the casting out of devils, the preaching of the gospel to the poor, and fulfilling every word that God said he would do when he came. And above all, even suffering for our sins, going to the cross. They were all certainly marvelous. Amen. Amen. But my brother, my sister, above all, the prophet said, I think Easter sealed the whole thing. Amen. Amen. That's why I got my topic for today. Amen. Easter sealed it all. Amen. Easter sealed it all. Why? Because if Christ had not risen, my preaching, your preaching is in vain. If Christ has not risen, our preaching is in vain. Amen. And our faith is in vain. Yes. And we are still in our sins. Amen. And then the scripture goes on to say that we become false witnesses of God. And they that had what? Died in his name. Those who had fallen asleep in Christ, they are all perished. They are all perished. And we that are alive, that have put our hope in Christ, he said, we will be of all men most miserable. Amen. Having wasted all our time. Brother, you are welcome. Amen. Having wasted all our time. Brother David could have what? Probably. I always call Brother David. Amen. I see how tall everything is. Like my brother Frazier also there, Brother Pele. See? They could have been real good boxers. One night, you just make millions. Praise the Lord. Then you come and sit here, and a short man like me is standing before you and speaking to you. Oh, praise the Lord.
Amen.
And you go back, there's nothing in your pocket. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Then we would have been the most miserable people if Christ has not risen.
Amen.
Amen. But one thing we know, we have proof that Christ is risen. We have proof that Christ is risen. He is alive. Oh, that day, you and I, we heard when John was in the island of Patmos. We heard. Oh, did you hear it? When he said, I am he that was dead. And he's alive again. And I live forevermore. And I have the keys of death and hell and the grave. Amen. Did you hear it?
Amen.
That day when he was talking to John in the island of Patmos, we heard it. Oh, praise the Lord. That's our proof that he is alive.
Amen.
Amen. Let's turn to Revelation 1 and read something there. Oh, I always love that place. 10 to 14. We heard it. Revelation 1, 10 to 14. He said, I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day. You see, that same Spirit.
Amen.
That same Spirit.
Amen.
We must be in that same Spirit.
Amen.
I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day and heard behind me a great voice as of a trumpet saying, I am Alpha and Omega,
Amen.
The first and the last. And as I turned to see the voice that spake with me, and being turned, I saw seven golden candlesticks. And in the midst of the seven golden candlesticks, what? One. Like unto the Son of Man.
Amen.
Clothed in a garment down to the foot, and girded about the paps with a golden girdle. His head and his hair were white, like wool,
Amen.
As white as snow, and his eyes were as a flame of fire. Amen. His eyes were like what? Flame of fire. Let's go to verse 17. And when I saw him, I fell at his feet as dead, and he laid his right hand upon me, saying, fear not, I am the first and the last. Oh, we heard it.
Amen.
We heard it.
Amen.
Fear not, my brother, my sister, fear not.
Amen.
The Lord is your side.
Amen.
In every situation. Fear not, I am the first and the last. I am he that liveth and was dead. And behold, I am alive forevermore.
Amen.
Amen. And have the keys of hell and of death.
Amen.
Hey, praise the Lord.
Amen.
If that same Spirit is in you,
Amen.
You have dominion and power over death,
Amen.
Over hell, over grave. Amen.
Amen.
Oh, death is swallowed up
yes.
with victory.
Amen.
And we can say, oh, death, where is your sting? And grave, where is your victory?
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Oh, in that same Spirit. We are talking about what? Easter. And Easter sealed it all
Amen.
For you and me. Easter sealed all these things. Dominion over what? Death, hell, and the grave. It has sealed it all for you and me. We have that power over what? Over death. When I die today, when there is no, I won't say when I die, when I'm no more breathing. Praise the Lord. I'm sleeping, eh? I'm not dead. Praise the Lord. Amen. See, I won't say that I'm dead. No, when I'm not breathing. Oh, praise the Lord. I'm not dead. I'm still alive, just sleeping, waiting on the Lord. Amen. When that day, I will hear that voice also. Amen. Say, behold, the bridegroom cometh. Amen. Wake up and do what? And go and meet him. I will hear it. Oh, when the Savior calls, I will answer. When he calls for me, I will hear. When the Savior calls, I will answer. I'll be somewhere listening for my name. Oh, praise the Lord. Mm. And so, let's listen to what the prophet said here. He said, okay, first he said, the prophet quoted again, I am he that was dead and is alive again and alive forevermore and have the keys of death, hell, and the grave. Then the prophet said, what a statement for anyone to make. What a statement for anyone to make. And not only did he make it, but he had already proved it. Amen. Amen. When he met John the Baptist, he had already proved that he was alive. And he proved it by what? By the empty tomb. Amen. You know the story always, I say this story about this, our three nine sisters. Mary Magdalene, Mary the mother of James and Salome. See, because of Saturday was Sabbath, they couldn't go and what? Embalm the body. Oh, how are you going to embalm the body of Jesus Christ? See? My brother, without revelation, they thought Jesus was what? Dead. No, sir. So they were going to embalm him. My brother, my sister, and they went, what did they see? An empty tomb. And the prophet said, the importance of revelation by the Spirit to a true believer can never be overemphasized. Amen. We need revelation, my brother. A church without revelation is dead. Amen. He said, revelation means more to you than perhaps you realize. It is tremendously important for the church. The church needs a revelation. Why? Because the church was built upon revelation. Amen. The church was not built upon a man. Amen. To be a man, to be the head. The church was built upon revelation. That day when Jesus asked the disciples, who do people say I, the Son of Man, I am? And said, some say you are Jeremiah. Some say you are John the Baptist. Some say you are one of the prophets. He said, and you, what do you say I, the Son of Man, I am? And the scripture says, Peter answered and said, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. Amen. Amen. And Jesus said, Simon Bar-Jonah, this revelation, it was not given to you what? By blood and flesh. But my Father who is in heaven has revealed this unto you. Amen. And upon this stone, upon this revelation, I will build my church and the gates of hell can never prevail against it. Amen. The gates of hell can never prevail against it. Oh, praise the Lord. Amen. The church was built upon revelation. Let's look at another proof because there is something there I want to talk about. Another proof was that he revealed himself. See, he showed himself to what? To the disciples. That's another proof. And let's read something from John 20, 19 and 20. Is it John? It should be Acts. Maybe I wrote a wrong thing. It should be Acts. No. Okay. John 20. I wrote John 20, 19 to 20. Open it. Let me see. Yeah, it could be. Praise the Lord. Yeah. John 20, 19 to 20. Yes. He said, then the same day at evening, being the first day of the week like today, being the first day of the week when the doors were shut, where the disciples were assembled for fear of the Jews, come Jesus and stood in their midst and saith unto them, peace be unto you. Amen. He said, shalom. Amen. He showed himself to them as a proof that he was. He's risen. He's not dead. Amen. Amen. And my brother, look at it. It was what? The same day like today. Amen. They were gathered together. The doors were shut. Shut against the world. Shut against everything. The earth is what? There Christ came in their midst. Because they were gathered together in his name. Praise God. That's the same gathering we have here this morning. The doors shut behind them. See, the curtains, when the curtains drawn, drop behind you, then you come to his presence. His presence is always where the manna is. And now let's look at verse 20 again. And when he had said so, he showed unto them his hands and his side. Then were the disciples glad when they saw the Lord. He said he showed them, my brother, he showed them his wounds. Oh, praise the Lord. I was there, I saw it. Amen. And that day I shouted, oh, praise the Lord, my transgression is over. Oh, hallelujah. Because the scripture says, by his wounds, he was wounded for my word, for my transgression. So when he showed me the wounds, I said, hallelujah. My transgression is over. Because the word says so. He was wounded for my word, for my transgression. When he showed his word, when he showed the bruises, oh, hallelujah. I shouted again. I said, oh, my iniquities are gone forever. Amen. And peace so sweet has what? Come over me. Because the word of God says what? He was bruised for our iniquities. And the chastisement of our peace was upon him. When I saw the bruises, I said, praise the Lord. My what? Iniquities. My brother, my sister, this morning, your transgression has already, what the Lord has shown it to you, it has been paid. Amen. Your iniquities are no more. Accept that there is peace upon you this morning. Amen. Peace so sweet is upon you. And then when he turned his back and showed me the stripes, I said, oh, hallelujah. Amen. Oh, praise the Lord. Amen. I am healed. Amen. I am healed. Amen. Forever and ever. Amen. I'm never sick. Amen. Because, he said, by his stripes, amen, I was healed. Amen. When he showed it to me, I knew that, Lord, thank you, you have healed me. My brother, my sister, you are seated here this morning. If you feel sick in your body, oh, it is over. Amen. You are healed. Amen. He has shown you his bruises. Oh, praise the Lord. And so now the challenge comes to us now. That if the same spirit that was in Christ Jesus, that raised him up, if it dwells in you, you will also, your mortal body will be quickened. Amen. So how? The question is, how would this spirit come and dwell in us? I know this question is in the heart of someone. How would this spirit come and dwell in us? My brother, there is a scripture for it.
Amen.
There is a scripture.
Amen.
Let's turn to Romans 5. Romans 6. Oh, there is a scripture for it. Romans 6, 5 to 7. And now let us take this so serious now. He said, "For if we have been planted together in the likeness of his death, we shall be also in the likeness, we shall be also in the likeness of his resurrection." If we are planted together in the same manner that he also died, we will also what? Will be resurrected in the same manner as he resurrected. When he resurrected, what did he say? He said, "I have the keys of death and of hell." And if we will also die that same way and resurrected, we will have what? Dominion over death. Amen. Let's read verse 6. He said, "Knowing that our old man is crucified with him." Your old man is crucified with him. That your own life is what? Is over. Amen. If you want that spirit, then your own life is over. Because, my brother and my sister, can you add new wine onto what? An old bottle that has wine in it already? What will you do? You got to what? Pour the old wine away. If you have only one bottle, you got to what? Pour that old wine away. It's stinking. Amen. Somebody have given you what? A fresh wine. So you pour the old one away. And after that, what do? You wash the bottle.
Amen.
Oh, praise the Lord. Because that other one is still, you can hear from it. So you wash the bottle. Before you do what? You pour the new wine. Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
That is what he's telling you. You are that bottle, my brother, my sister. Pour that old wine away. And wash the body. Amen.
Amen.
So that you can receive the new wine. Oh, hallelujah. Become a newness. You become what? New before the Lord.
Mm.
And so here, burying ourselves, to bury yourself with him, we are going to look at one practical matter. To bury yourself with Christ in the same manner that he was buried. The burial matter is where we got to take it serious. Amen. The burial matter. And let me show you one practical thing that happened in the word of God. It was what? It was Job.
Amen.
Job. He had a revelation of what? The Easter morning. He saw Christ coming up with what? Resurrected. He saw it. Some more than 1,000 years before this was fulfilled. My brother, let me read. What a refreshing for someone to be privileged to see into God's plan of redemption over thousands of years before it was fulfilled. Job even saw the very place that this great resurrection morning, Easter morning, was going to take place. And he said, "I know that my Redeemer liveth."
Amen.
"And that he shall stand on the latter days upon the earth. And though after my skin worm had destroyed this body, in my flesh I will see my Lord Jesus Christ."
Amen.
He saw the resurrection morning. He saw it and the place where it was going to take place. And so Job made sure that that was the place he had to be buried.
Amen.
He made sure that is the place he got to be buried.
Amen.
So that when the resurrection takes place, he can also go.
Amen.
Oh, are you catching it spiritually now? Amen. We are coming on something where you are buried, my brother, my sister. Oh, you got to find out whether it is what? The resurrection place, where the resurrection has taken place in your time. Amen. Amen. And so, look at a man, a holy man like Abraham. Oh, praise the Lord. When he was looking at Job's revelation, he said, I don't want to miss it myself. I will never miss this grace. And so the scripture says he bought what? He bought a field in that very place where Job was what? Buried. He bought a field there. And the scripture said there he buried Sarah. Amen. Amen. And there he was what? Buried himself. Amen. Oh, praise the Lord. Amen. And then came Isaac. And Isaac said, when I die, bury me by my fathers. And the scripture said, there he buried Rebecca. There he buried what? Leah, the two wives. Oh, now the number is going. Amen. Praise the Lord. Then comes to Jacob. Hallelujah. Jacob was almost to the age. But it was that time he heard that his son, his beloved son, was in what? He's the prime minister in Egypt. So he has to go over there. He has to go over to Egypt. Amen. Amen. But when he went to Egypt, he made Joseph to swear that when I die, take me to the place. Oh, take me to the place. To be buried among what my fathers. Take me to that place. And the Bible says truly when Jacob died, they took him across over and went and buried him among his fathers. Oh, praise the Lord. Then came to the time of the tent of Joseph. Amen. And Joseph told, he said, he made the people also to swear. Amen. He said, I know one of these days, God is coming to visit you. Amen. God is coming to visit you. And he's going to what? Fulfill the promise to our father Abraham. Amen. Amen. But one thing is that, when I die, oh, take my bones with you. And bury me also over there. Oh, hallelujah. That place. And so Joseph died. And truly, when you read, let me see whether truly they took, turn to Exodus 13, 19. Exodus 13, 19. And Moses took the bones of Joseph with him. For he had straightly sworn the children of Israel, saying, God will surely visit you, and ye shall carry up my bones away hence with you. Amen. Amen. And so Moses carried the bones of Joseph. And for 40 years, they were carrying what? Bones of what? Joseph. 40 years carrying the bones because it should be what? Buried at that place. Amen. The place where the resurrection will take place. It has to be there. My brother, my sister. Yes, sir. You, these days that we are in, a resurrection is going to take place somewhere. And you got to make sure you are buried in that place. Amen. Amen. Every age. There is what? God has a message. Amen. And that's a message where it can what? Resurrect any dead person. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. And in this our day, my brother, my sister, there are a lot of what? Religion. Amen. Lot of churches. Praise God. Amen. But God promised in this our last day where the resurrection will take place. Amen. Praise the Lord. And that is Malachi 4, 5, 6. If you don't know, listen. Malachi 4, 5, 6. That's where the resurrection is going to take place in this our day. A message that can resurrect you from your dead conditions. I tell you, my brother, what religion? The prophet said, Orthodox religion is dead. Pentecostal religion is dead. I'm not telling you visit my sisters and people that have come to be with us that it's only my church here. No, sir. It is what? The word of God.
Amen.
Amen. It is not a church. No church. Including this one. But where the word of God is.
Amen.
Where the word of God is preached. Truth.
Amen.
Without any word mixing. Praise the Lord. So in this our age, in every age, Moses' time, if you fail to listen to Moses, you can never reach the promised land.
Amen.
Because Moses had a pillar of fire.
Hallelujah.
That was leading. He had it.
Amen.
And he was leading the children of God. When on the way, some people tried to say that they can also do it. And what happened to them? They died.
Amen.
Dathan, Abiram, and Korah. They tried, they feel that, yes, we also, God has called us. But the plumb line proved untrue.
Amen.
Amen. The plumb line proved untrue. You got to be in the church triumphant. Do you know how to sing that song? I am in the church triumphant. I am in the Savior's bride. Come and be baptized into the body and forevermore abide. Oh, it's Holy Belief 129.
You got it, you got it.
Amen. Holy Belief 129. I believe so.
Amen.
Yes. He said, there is but one church, bride or body, and into it we all baptized. By the one true promise, Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Though by the world we all despise. Are you in the church triumphant? Are you in the Savior's bride? Come and be baptized into the body. And forevermore abide. When you read those words, it said every creed has claimed to be the body. But the plumb line proved untrue.
Amen.
All their dreams for God has determined to bring the Son, the true Son, to view. Many thought that they were in the body. See, many thought that they were in the body. Till the Holy Ghost had come, when the word of God was opened to them. See, praise the Lord.
Amen.
My brother, my sisters, as you are seated here, the thing is, look for word. The resurrection will take place. Amen. So that you will be buried there.
Amen.
So for the benefit of maybe those who are with us this morning and this afternoon, let's turn to Malachi. Let's turn to Malachi. Malachi 4. Let's read from 5. It said, behold, I will send you Elijah the prophet before the coming of the great and dreadful day of the Lord. And he shall turn the hearts of the fathers to the children, and the hearts of the children to the fathers, lest I come and smite with what? With the curse. My brother, my sister, there is a message that God has prepared for this our day.
Amen.
And that is where you go to be buried.
Amen.
Amen. Look at all these, our forefathers, Abraham, the patriarchs, how they were desirous, how they were desperate
Amen.
To be buried on that ground. Oh, my brother, my sister. We got to get that same desperation.
Amen.
That same hunting.
Amen.
Something testing, something moving us. Amen. To get ourselves buried where the resurrection will take place. Amen. It's a message. Oh, praise the Lord. Amen. Because my brother, I'm saying this, my sister, I'm saying this. I'm not condemning any church. Amen. But today, many pulpits, what do you see? Now gays are now standing behind the pulpit. Praise the Lord. They are marrying, they marry these people in churches. When you are there, my brother, my sister, you are dead. Amen. Because there is no life there. Amen. 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 A place where you go, they only tell you, oh, God loves you, God loves you. See, who will give me 500 so that you get a special prayer? Oh, my. Who will give what? 500 to, so that I give you a special prayer? Now they are selling what? Prayers? The word of God? Where in the Bible? Where is Peter and John saw the man? He said, silver and gold we had none. But as much as we have, we give unto you. In the name of Jesus Christ, stand up and walk. Amen. That is the true church. That will not take anything in return. Amen. Amen. There are churches when you go, you have to pack your what? Your purse. You pack here and pack here with money because they will do what? About five times. They have to do correction five times. Correction for this. Correction for that. Correction for this. My brother, my sister. Siphoning money from the people. The word, you will not hear anything. I was invited quite recently. Sister Neo went with me. They said I should preach for 20 minutes. I said, huh? I don't preach for 20 minutes. What am I going to say? Oh, praise the Lord. 20 minutes? No, sir. Praise God. That's what they do. They will sing and dance and dance and dance. 20 minutes, they hear something. God loves you and that's the end. Oh, praise the Lord. Brethren, we must find a particular place where this resurrection will take place. Right. Now, the question is, let me just jump something because the time is getting, I have a lot of things here. Let me jump to something now. Now, Jesus gave us a proof that he's alive. Amen. Huh? Jesus gave us a proof that he's alive. The empty tomb was one of them. And then he showed himself also was one of them. And then, oh, many places. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. And so what do we also have to show? That we have also risen. We are alive. We are not dead. Amen. What do we have to show? That's what we read from our scripture. That we were what? We were dead in trespasses and sin. Amen. Amen. We walked the way of the world. Praise God. And all our conversation was what? Filthy. That was how we were. We were children of disobedience. Children of wrath. That's how we were. But if you are buried with him, you rise up with him in that same spirit. We must have our own proof also. Oh, yes, sir. I was a footballer. Amen. Amen. So I don't play with football anywhere that football is. I'm there. Praise the Lord. But today, when you go to the stadium, my seat that I was seated on is empty. Amen. Oh, praise God. That's my empty tomb. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. It's empty. You go there, you not see me there anymore. And so if you have been going to the discos, you got to prove that when we go to the disco, we not see you there. Amen. 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 That is what we see in what? Psalm 1. He said, if you have been in what? Your former place of the council of ungodly. You have been in what? Ungodly people. Oh, today, when the ungodly people meet, you are not there. Amen. That's your empty tomb. Amen. Oh, praise the Lord. Amen. Sinners, you have been on the ways of sinners. Today, when sinners are doing their own thing, you are not there. That is what? Your empty tomb. Amen. Oh, praise God. Amen. The seat of scoffers. Your seat over there is what? It's empty. Amen. You are proving that you are also resurrected. You have empty tombs. We must have empty tombs to prove that we are also alive. Amen. And your empty tombs I'm talking about is all your former deeds. The things that you have been doing. Oh, my sisters, get yourself out from it. Amen. And you leave an empty tomb there. Oh, there's that song Kwame has been always asking me to sing. Today I went back to the place where I used to go. Yes. Amen. And I found that same people over there. And they asked me, why you are not coming here anymore? He said, I've turned to Calvary.
Amen.
Amen. I don't come here anymore.
Amen.
I've turned to Calvary. I don't come here anymore. They wouldn't understand. He said, there were tears upon my ears. If you turn to Calvary, you will never come here anymore.
Amen.
Let's turn to Calvary and we'll never go back to where we belong. Because Calvary, Christ,
amen.
Oh, he will give you peace.
Amen.
He will give you peace.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Let's have our own proof that we have empty tombs also.
Amen.
My brother, my sister, the thing is, that is what we need now is that spirit.
Amen.
To dwell in us.
Amen.
The spirit to dwell in us. I will come to a close, you just hold on. The spirit, amen. And how? At the day of Pentecost, let's look at what happened there when they were gathered together. Let me read something from the prophet here. He said, when that Pentecostal group up there on the day of Pentecost received the abstract deed, it quickened their body till they couldn't even speak in earthly language anymore. It quickened their body to a heavenly language. The place where they were going. Amen.
Amen.
There are some languages, my brother, my sister, they are earthly languages. Amen.
Amen.
If you, the same spirit that raised Christ from the dead, dwells in you, it will kill every earthly language.
Amen.
And when you open your mouth, it will always be what? Grace.
Amen.
Amen. It will always be grace. Words that are really salted. Amen. Cook and put no salt. Anyway, there are people who don't eat salt. Amen. But cook and don't put any salt. It's just sour. Eh? But when you put salt, you hear the real sweetness of it all. Some people like salt over. When you eat too much for salt, it's not good. Amen.
Amen.
My brother, your language will change. It's that quickening power of God shook their mortal bodies so till their entire mortal language was transformed into an immortal language. What a quickening power. Amen. That is what? That's the spirit that we are looking for. Now, this morning, and as we've gotten into what? Even the afternoon. And as we are getting to the close of the message, I had to jump over many things. Now I want to ask you individually now. Let's look at ourselves as individuals now. And don't get panicked. Just consider that the Lord himself is standing right now, bidding you to come and be part of this Easter morning so that you'll be sealed from the world to the day of your redemption. Will you tell him something this afternoon? Tell him now why you would choose to be like a celebrity than to be a liberated. Which one? Amen.
Amen.
Choose. Answer the Lord in your heart. How would you, he said, tell him now why you will choose to be like a celebrity than to be a liberated. Amen. Tell him now why you will choose to be like the world than to be the Word. Tell him. Will you exchange your faith for the wisdom? The prophet said, it's good to go to church. Sure. But if that is as far as we go, then it is not far enough. When you come to church, that's good. But go on from there to Christ. Because we must receive this quickening power. Amen. If we ever expect to be in the general resurrection. Because it is the only thing that will ever bring us from the dead. Amen. Amen. Said the Holy Spirit, listen, the Holy Spirit today is hunting for honest hearts. How many are ready? How many have the honest heart to receive the Holy Ghost? Amen. He said the Holy Spirit today is hunting out honest heart that will believe that message. And everything that was promised in the Bible is to that believer.
Amen.
All the promise is to you. It is the Holy Spirit seeking you out to bring you to the knowledge of the truth of this hour. Not the message of some hour that is gone by, but the message of the hour now. Amen. The Holy Spirit is seeking you out.
Amen.
Amen. The Holy Spirit is seeking you out. Said many people. Now let's look at the church. The church, he says, now the Spirit speaks expressly that in the later times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of the devil, speaking lies in hypocrisy, having their conscience seared with what? Hot iron. He said, unless, the prophet said, unless she receives the Spirit of God,
amen,
she will know, she will go on substituting power for programs and creed for the word. She counts the numbers for sources rather than what? To look for the fruits. Brethren, the thing is, when the power of God is substituted for programs, that's what a lot of churches are doing today.
Amen.
They have program for this, program for that, program for this, program for that. My brother, my sister, there is no resurrection there.
Amen.
Programs all over. That's what the prophet is saying here. They now substituted the word for what? Creed. And what they do is that they count the number of what? The numbers, the people that they have. And they see it as what? A success for the church. The number? Those are.
Amen.
He said, few that see.
Amen.
That true. The straight way. It's always the few.
Amen.
Amen. Brethren, the prophet said, Orthodox has failed. Denomination has failed. Pentecost has failed. And have failed, and God, by his foreknowledge, knew it will happen. And so he predestinated a word to quicken this hour. That's the message we have now, where the resurrection will surely take place. A message that will awaken the people to hear, behold, the bridegroom cometh. Go ye out and meet him. A message that can meet the challenges of this hour. A message ordained by God to call out.
Amen.
That is the message we have. Praise God.
Amen.
Brethren, my sisters, this is the word of God.
Amen.
Take it. And it will what? It will bring out every. It will bring you out from your dead conditions. All what we need to do is what? To remove our stones.
Amen.
Remove them. Amen. You know, when Jesus went to that funeral of Lazarus, before he could speak resurrection into Lazarus, he said, move away the stone.
Amen.
Amen. Until we individually will move away our stones before Christ can speak what? Resurrection into our lives. Our stones are what? Our own hindrances. The things that we hold, which is not of God. Holding the world is your stone. Holding anything that is contrary to the word of God is your stone. Move them away. Then he can say, Lazarus, come forth. And you will come forth. You come back to life again. This is the word of God. Musicians, just come as we sing. He's coming soon. Amen. Let us sing this song with joy, because we know we are ready to receive him. Amen. He's coming soon.
Is the closing day of time. Glorious, oh powerful, so no wondrous truth
sublime.
Welcome his return.
Your coming. Oh, let us all speak to him. Say, Lord, yes, we see how the world is now. We know your coming is so soon. We look at all the prophecies. They are all fulfilling one after the other. We know your coming is so soon. Oh, and we welcome you, Lord. Say, I welcome you, Lord, into my heart. I welcome you, Lord, into my heart. I welcome you to my family. I welcome you to my children. I welcome you, O Lord. Oh, yes, Lord Jesus. Oh, glory be to your name, Lord. Yes, Lord Jesus. Quicken me, O God. Quicken me, Lord. Place in me, O Lord Jesus, your very life, your divine nature. Oh, yes, Lord Jesus. I surrender. I surrender the world. I surrender the world and the things that go with them. This morning, Lord, I cast them at your feet. And I take up the cross. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, bless your children. Bless us, Lord. Bless us, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Reverend John.
Once again, to thank you for our meeting here was an event. You have been with us from the beginning of everything, Father. in the song worship, in the preaching of thy word. We thank you and we glorify thy name. Your word has clearly spoken to us, Father, that there is a resurrection one day, Father. Oh, you the resurrection, the spirit of the Father that dwells on the day of the Pentecost is the same spirit that must dwell in each of us' heart. That while we surrender ourselves, oh Father, pardon our sin, our shortcoming, anything that could hinder your spirit to dwell among us, cast it away from us, Father, and take control of our heart, Father, because we don't want to miss that resurrection morning. We know, Father, that there will be a resurrection one day, and the people of the past has already experienced it, Father. Amen. Oh, Father, the purpose of us coming every Wednesday, Friday, Sunday to this place, it's because of that resurrection, Father. Amen. Because we know that this world will pass away one day, Father, with its beauty, anything that can attract the eyes of the human being will pass away, Father. But our decision is made by faith with the spiritual eyes, Father. We want to follow thee. We want to walk according to thy word, Father. We want you to come portion of our life, Father. Father, we ask you and we plead thee, Father, because of the shedding blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, that you have paid the price of everything for us, Father. And we have the assurance this morning that if you come anytime from now, we will be able to go with thee. Mm-hmm. Not because of our merit, Father, because of the work that you did for us, and we have accepted that work, Father. We want to bring you servant at thy hand, that the virtue has gone outside of his body, Father. Father, we ask you that you shall restore his virtue, Father. Oh, Father, give him power. Give him more of the revelation of thy word, that each time when he stand here before us, Father, we should receive something good, Father, that will help us, that will give us strength, Father, and power to walk in this journey from earth to glory, Father. We trust unto thee, Father. We want to remember our pastor, who is not with us this afternoon, Father, that you shall bless him and grant him a safe journey back home, Father. Then when we will meet with him in the coming meeting, Father, we shall give glory and praise unto thy name. Father, bless each of us. You know the need of each of us, Father. Sometimes they are unspoken one, Father. You know the inside of our heart. We commit our heart at thy hand, Father, that you shall grant each of us according to thy will. Because when you are here on earth, you says when you pray, you ask the will of the Father to be done inside of our life. Many times our wills are contrary to thy will, but we submit our will under thy will, Father. That your will shall be done in this church, Father. Bless the praises of every soul, Father, that is praised to this place, Father, even our visitor among us, Father, that you shall bless them, you shall speak them where man could not be able to speak. You reveal yourself, Father, inside of their heart, Father, that they may accept thee, that they may follow thee, Father, they make you the place of refuge, Father. Father, we know that under thy wings, there's a safety. Amen. Oh, Father, you the mother eagle. Amen. And we come this Sunday, Father, to put ourselves under thy wings. Amen. Oh, Father, that we shall be safe from everything else. All the work of the enemy will have no effort inside of our life, Father. Bless us, Father. We want to depart from this place, Father. Surely we don't want to depart the same way we come. We want this word that was preached this morning, Father, shall be a portion inside of our heart, Father. We shall be able to meditate upon it, Father. And these things should become life in each of us' life, Father. Father, we want your word to become flesh among us. The only way we can live this mortal body is when you become flesh inside of our life, Father. And you made the promise that this promise is for the people that we believe in this word, Father. The promise of the Holy Spirit is applied to us too, Father. That's why we ask you that you shall fill each of us, our heart, Father, with thy Holy Spirit, Father. Bless us all, Father. And bless, oh Father, everything that was said, everything that was preached, Father. Let the enemy never take advantage of any of them, Father. That you present it in the way You have aspired to your servant, Father. Bless this congregation, Father. Bless our children, Father. And bless us all, Father, that we may walk together, Father, for the kingdom of the Lord to be established in this island of Ireland that we are living in, Father. Father, we know that there's many souls outside there. How are they going to hear the word if there's nobody that is sent, Father? And we believe that you have sent us, Father, to preach the gospel, because you says, met my disciple all over the world, Father. And we want to make you disciple. And we want the guide and the leadership of the Holy Spirit, Father. Give us the courage, Father, that the outcome, Father, should not stop us from doing thy work, Father. Because we know that this work, there will be a reward one day. And you say that the coming reward can't be compared with the reward of the suffering of this life, Father. Give us that courage and let your kingdom be established forever inside of our life. In the wonderful name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.
Amen. Glory to bless you, brother. Amen.
This is the air. This is the air. Your holy presence. Amen. Amen. This is my day. Your spoken word given to me, oh, and I am desperate for you. This is the air I breathe.
With your brother, with your sister.
This is the air.
With your brother.
Oh, this
and
is
pray.
The air I breathe.
And pray to your brother.
This is the air. Your holy presence living in me. This is my daily bread. Hallelujah. This is my day. Your spoken word given to me. Before you, Jesus, and I am lost without you. Before you.
Jesus draw me close. Close hello to you. Let the world around me fade away. Oh, Jesus, draw me close. Close hello to you. Oh, I desire to worship and obey. And I'm lost without you, Lord. And I am desperate for you. I'm lost without you, Jesus, and I'm lost without you, I'm lost without you, Lord, and I'm lost without you. I'm desperate without you.